morning, and we are getting our Facebook and Instagram audiences together. Hi, guys. Happy, happy Monday. You saw. Oh, come on. Come in and say hi. You got to at least say hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Whoa. Oh, wait, wait. 6 feet. Sorry. That was a no-no. Don't do what we just did. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Looking forward to being with you guys today. It's almost 12 o'clock, and we're excited about our prayer time together. So I think we actually have a couple questions we're going to start out with. But how was your weekend? A little different than most weekends, probably. You didn't go to dinner, didn't go to a movie, stayed home. What, you know, one thing I'm loving is I'm loving seeing all these families out together. I'm loving seeing, hi, hearts up. Hey, guys. Hey, Jamie. Hello, hello. Hi, Sarah. You guys share right now, maybe some watch parties right now on Facebook Live, on Instagram Live. I'm loving the hearts. I love you guys. I miss you so much. Hey, Danielle. Hope you're doing well. And I was just saying, I love, love, love seeing people out walking. And I guess kids feel like they can't go hang out with their friends, so they just might as well hang with their parents, because I'm seeing families walking. I mean, you guys seeing that right now? Kids are out on bikes. It's kind of like what we used to do when I grew up, playing out in the street and having fun at night together. Hey, Carla Ann, good to see you. Hey, Sherry. So I'm excited about today, and I think we're trying some new things. As you know, all of these new social media streams are coming up with lots of creative ideas, and I think on here there's a way that you can take a poll. And if you can see that right now, I think Rachel just put that on Facebook. I'm not sure if you can see it on Instagram, but I'm going to ask you guys a couple questions, and there's a couple options for answers just to kind of get them the day started with you guys before we go to prayer. And the first question is, how are you guys processing your quarantine with your spouse? Now, if you're on Facebook, you're actually seeing these. It's a poll we're taking, and there's three options for you guys. I'd love to hear what you guys are thinking and feeling. Like, one is, I'm sending him back to his mother's house. I can't handle this. Or we actually are getting closer. So take that poll, and I'd love to hear your responses, and we'll talk about that at the end here. And then the second question is, what good has come out of the quarantine for you? What good has come out of the quarantine? And you guys, I'm already hearing things like creative ideas and, you know, your businesses, alone time with God, time with my family. And I'm going to tell you what, I just finished our one of the messages that I have for Women of Influence. I just finished sharing from a passage. And I'm really believing that this time on pause, at this time right now when we are having to step back and recalibrate and rethink, that God's using this. I don't know why we're so surprised. We prayed for revival. We asked for revival. And God is working and he's stirring. And what I want to encourage you with right now is, I'm seeing so many people talk about fear so much and how to handle fear and adversity and all of that. But although that's true, we want to coach you on that. We want to coach you. I want you just to get it out of your mind. I want you to, every time that thought comes in your mind, take that thought captive, renew your mind, and replace it with what God's doing, what good is happening. Because this is a time for your refining. This is a time for your growth. This is a time for our next and our new. This is a time that your platforms are growing. And God is doing a powerful work right now in our homes, in our city, in our country, and around the world. So today I want to talk to you about a really great passage that many of you know. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago at our Strong Conference, I preached on this Sunday morning, and it's the passage of Joshua. And when Joshua was handed the mantle from Moses, and how there was a new and there was a fresh, and how he watched Moses and he learned from Moses, but then he had a new assignment. And he was the new spokesperson. But in chapter 3, and I didn't touch on this, and this just hit me so powerfully this week. I want you guys to see it. It's really clear. It says that they looked at him and they said, we have never been this way before. We have never been this way before. And this is when Joshua was getting ready to take them across the Jordan River into the promised land. And he looks and he says, listen, guys, we have never been this way before. Guys, we have never been this way before. We've had a few pandemics, but we've never had one that has crippled us globally the way this has before. And let me tell you what, we are positioned for a miracle. We are positioned for a miracle. As the church, as the family of God, as a society, and as the world, we are positioned for a miracle. Let me tell you the story. God spoke to Moses, and he said, Moses, tell Joshua it's his time. It's his watch. He's going to take them into the promised land. And I want you to start saying, we're going into the promised land. We're going into the promise. Say it with me right now. We're going into the promised land. And that's what God wants to do right now in our lives. So they camped out there and they waited. And here's, I want to read you the scripture because it's so good. It's Joshua 3:3-5. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priest carrying it, move out of their way and position yourself to follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep your distance between you and the Ark of the Covenant. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Say that to yourself. For tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. He told them, watch the Ark of the Covenant. Get behind the Ark of the Covenant. And here's what I want to say to you. Get behind the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was a picture of the presence of God. It was a picture of the presence of God. It was this gold chest that housed the Ten Commandments. And it followed, it went before them, and they were to follow behind the presence of the Spirit of God. And listen, we have never been this way before, but we are going to position ourselves behind the presence of the Holy Spirit, behind the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, and we are going to walk across the Jordan. We are going to see the waters part, because that's what happened. The waters parted, and they walked across the Jordan and entered into the promised land. And I'm telling you, even though we have never been this way before, we are going to walk across on dry land. God is going to make a way in the desert, and he's going to take us into the promised land. Can I get an amen? Can I get some hearts? Can I get a hallelujah? Would you say that over your life right now? Although we've never been this way before, we're going to position ourselves behind the Ark of the Covenant. We're going to position ourselves behind the promises of God. We're going to walk through and decree and declare on dry land into the promised land of God. I believe it. I believe it. You guys, I want to talk to you about some things I want to pray for today. And I'm not. Forgive me. I started to say, I'm sorry that I'm getting excited. I know it seems weird that in the middle of a pandemic, I am so hopeful and I'm so excited, but I'm telling you, we prayed for this. Now, please don't misunderstand. God is not a God of crisis. God is not a God of pandemics. God is not a God of confusion or harm. He doesn't want anyone to die. He wants us to come into the fullness of revelation. But God can use what the enemy meant for evil, and he can turn it to good. Can I get an amen? Will you agree with me that God is using amazing things right now to turn what the enemy meant for evil and turn it to good? Here are the things we're going to pray for today. So you guys, whether you're on Instagram, whether you're on Facebook with me right now, here are the areas we're going to pray together for today. Number one, we're going to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Can you say that with me? We're going to pray for the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. There is so much power being released from heaven right now. Power being released from heaven right now. Saints are coming together. I'm hearing friends from all over the world. My friends in Spain are speaking to me. My friends in Italy are calling me. My friends all over. I mean, my friends in New Jersey, I just texted this morning. God is doing, my friends in South Africa, Rietta, God is doing a global work, a global purifying. He is not letting the evil take this, the enemy take this for evil. He is causing it for good. So what we're going to pray right now is the Holy Spirit would come with power. He would come with power. He would blow over us just like he did at Pentecost. And the next thing we're going to pray for is supernatural healing. Supernatural healing. My gosh, you guys, I'm getting excited when I start looking on social media and I'm watching hospitals being circled and people singing Waymaker, people singing Waymaker on rooftops of hospitals. When I'm seeing the hospital staff on their face before God and they're praying together, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Can I get an amen? When people are coming together and they are believing God for supernatural things, there are supernatural healings happening. So we're beginning to pray for the defenses of the Holy Spirit to start to cover people, to heal people, to move in a powerful way. I'm excited, you guys, because I've prayed for revival and I've never seen the winds of revival blowing the way they are now. There are so many Sundays that I stand over in the corner of our church and I begin to pray, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, move. Let's see a movement of the Holy Spirit. Like I remember in the 70s during that Jesus movement, and we began to see supernatural things happen. The church came alive. That's what I'm seeing now. That's what I'm believing for. That's what I'm decreeing and declaring with you, believing that supernatural things are happening right now all around us. Heaven is being released and people are being healed and people are coming to Jesus and people are being restored. And then we're going to begin to pray for wisdom and safety in dealing with this virus. We need wisdom and safety. This virus is like the enemy. He's silent. It's deadly. You never know what you're touching and what you're thinking, and then fear comes in. I can't tell you how many times I touch a door handle and all of a sudden fear comes in. I was just telling Rachel, I said, wait, I got to run to the bathroom. I run to the bathroom and I open the handle. Now, listen, if this isn't, ask me, I got to ask you, do you do this? So I open the handle and I go into the bathroom and I think, don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. Now I know not to touch my face with this hand. Don't touch your face. And then I scratch my face because I told this hand not to touch my face. I didn't tell this hand to not touch my face. Are you like going stir crazy with don't touch your face? There's a spirit of fear that every door handle, everything I touch, everywhere I go, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and a power of a sound mind. And what we're doing right now with love in our community, with our empowerment program, I'm looking right now as I'm sitting here at the wall across from me are bags and bags and bags of food that we're taking as a church into our community. The drop off here on Sunday from 9 to noon, you guys have listened, you've heard, you're heeding this clarion call to our community to feed the homeless and to be the hands and the feet of Christ. And there's so much here that we'll be taking again this week to the Boys and Girls Club and Grandma's House and Teen Challenge and all of our nonprofits we're working with. We're reaching out to our community, inviting them to come and participate in this. Do you realize how God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and the heart of love and having a sound mind? That's what he's giving us. And then we're going to pray for peace and patience and love. So guys, we need to pray for that. For peace that surpasseth all comprehension. For patience, we're aggravated and we're agitated and we go to the store and somebody is bugging us and we're not always kind. We need to pray for a spirit of patience over people, a spirit of love over people. You know what, here, let me tell you what, we should look different, church. The way we respond should look different, church. Our posts on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and Twitter should look different, church. If your posts look like the world, then where are you, church? Rise up, post good things and positive things and scriptures and quotes and admonish one another that these days are good days. God is working. That's what the church has to do. So as we're at this wall today, I'm going to ask you to join me as we pray over these things right now for the supernatural. Can you feel it? Can you feel the spirit of the living God? And if you've not seen, I just want to encourage you, if you've not seen that post on Instagram where they're surrounding the hospital, singing songs, turn that on and let that just minister to you. And I know I'm on our app with Influence Music. I'm going to encourage you to go to our app because we have right there an opportunity for you to just listen to our music. Melody and Whitney have created a great platform for you to go and let our music just minister to you and send those out to your friends. Just let our music minister to you. And that's the spirit of revival. That's the spirit of the living God. So Father God, we come to you right now at this wall. What you've done in this last 2 weeks is you're beginning to stir your church and wake up your church. And maybe this quarantine, I don't know. I thought about it the other day, God, I never thought the world would come to a stop as quickly as we have. But God, when you want to get the attention of your church, when you want to get the attention of your children, when you want to get the attention of the world, Father, you can get our attention. And God, we will not allow this pestilence. We will not allow this virus. We will not allow this disease to take us captive. Father, what the enemy meant for evil, you will use for good. You will call your church not only to repentance, but to revival. God, you will stir in us to get out the things of the world and to penetrate our heart with the things that are good. Father, as we pray over this list, we pray for the power of the Holy Spirit of the living God. Breathe on us afresh. Breathe on us afresh, Holy Spirit. Move in our hearts in a fresh way. Father, we begin to pray over again all of those first responders, those medical doctors, those nurses, those technicians. God, we pray supernatural healing in Jesus' name over them. Supernatural healing in Jesus' name. Father, when that virus would try to come and attack them, would you put just a hedge of protection around them? Would you protect their minds from thought, their physical body from any attack? Father, as they're doing good in this world, let there be that protection around them, we pray in Jesus' name. We, your church, voice our request. We come in unity as your church. We pray together. We're 2 or 3 or 50 or 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 are gathered together in Jesus' name. We pray revival, awakening, restoration, healing. Father, we thank you for what you're doing, the supernatural work that you're doing in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we pray for wisdom and safety in dealing with this virus, that we would not be led astray by fear and anxiety, but we would stand up with wisdom and confidence. And so, Father, as you're working in these next few days, whether it be in New York, Chicago, Illinois, the tri-state area, LA, Orange County. Father, you are working in a spiritual way right now to pull us together as your church. So we continue to pray that we'd have wisdom with the vaccination, that we would know what to do, protect our president and our leaders in Jesus' name. And we thank you that we asked for revival and you heard our call. You heard our cry. You heard our position and you're moving in a supernatural way. Thank you for every woman right now, every person right now watching on live stream, whether it be Instagram or Facebook. I'm watching you guys. I'm seeing your names. Will you just begin to call out with me the power of this wall right now, the supernatural power, because it says where the prayers of the saints are, there you are in our midst. And the prayers of the saints are right here at this wall in Jesus' name. So we just pray. We continue to pray in the spirit. Father, teach us how to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Teach us how to see heaven. Let us call heaven to earth. Heaven to earth. Let us see what you see. Let us say what you say. Let us go where you go. Let us be the hands and the feet. Let the community see us different. Let our neighbors see us different. Father, teach us how to love our children, love our spouses. God, I just right now feel impressed to pray over marriages in Jesus' name. Satan, you're a liar. And the reason you hate marriage, because marriage is a picture of the bride and the groom, of Jesus and his church. So you love to attack marriages. So we pray a hedge of protection over marriages, that there would be such a bond, such a love, such a connection, Father, that you would draw us together like we've never been before. And during this time, whether it be through quarantine or having to be at home together, that you would teach us how to love again, to serve again, to be intimate again. Father, you would teach us how to grow our marriages the way you would want us to. So Father, I again thank you for what you're doing. And I think in times to come and in days to come, we're gonna see supernatural stories of how you healed and how you moved and how you restored and how you brought us together as the bride of Christ. So we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh, you guys, this was so good. So let me just ask you right now, as I'm kind of looking at some of your responses on here. Guys, thank you so much for sharing and talking to me. If you have some prayer requests, write these on here. I see a lot of new comments here, guys. And so begin to share. I can't see them all right now, but I'm going to go back in. Alicia, you're here. Belle, you're here. Rosio, you're here. Naomi, I see some of your requests here. Christy, hi. And so again, guys, this is a great time for us to be sharing together with one another and inviting people to come. Let me just say to this right now, if you don't feel like you know how to pray, then allow these prayers to just bathe you. If you're new at praying, when you hear someone pray, all you have to do is like in your mind, in your heart, just go, amen, 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 Amen. That means you're agreeing with the prayer. So it becomes a part of your prayer. So you may say, I don't know how to articulate it. I don't know what to say. In your agreement, you're praying. So again, when you're hearing prayers, just be in agreement, because together we're seeing God move in supernatural ways. So guys, I love you. I love our time together. We'll be back here again tomorrow at noon. Just these short few moments together every day, Monday through Friday at The Wall are powerful. And then don't forget, Women of Influence tomorrow night at 6:30. I'll be bringing you a message, our next message in our coaching series, how to manage your time, your mind, and your dime. And if you're a small group leader, I'm going to encourage you to get a hold of all of the members of your small group. You can watch via Zoom or have some watch parties. Share this link. It's a great coaching session I'm going to be sharing with you tomorrow. And then again, if you don't have the Influence app, there are so many resources that we have on that app for you and your children. So download that app. God, guys, I just want to say this right now. I've never seen God move in Influence Church the way he's moving right now. And how he's giving us platforms and he's given us places to be the church through the empowerment program and all of our teaching. So thank you for sharing these platforms. I love you guys so much. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And then again, one last thing. Don't forget Saturday Story Club. No, let me say it. Story Club Saturday. Sorry, Rachel, I had to get it right. Story Club Saturday. If you'd hashtag that and invite people to be a part of that with us on Saturday, Story Club Saturday, where we're coming together and sharing our stories with each other. I love you guys so much. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Have a great day. God bless.